The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.
You're listening to SBS News.
As tens of thousands of children prepare to start their first day back to school, Chloe Roger won't be one of them. Instead of being with friends, she'll spend the day in a hospital gown, not a uniform, and in bed, not the classroom. Her mother, Melissa, says it's a tough call to protect her immune system.
The treatment that she receives today will give her a boost of immunity, which will help protect her as all the kids come back together with all their germs and have a bit of a party. So it's about a balance about trying to look after and do what's best for her.
Treatment of blood cancers, including leukemia, often endures for years. Chloe's nurse, Maddie Gilsenan, is a paediatric bone marrow transplant and cellular therapy nurse practitioner at the Royal Children's Hospital, Melbourne. At the hospital's cancer centre, she treats patients from newborns to teenagers and sees firsthand the impact of lengthy hospital stays.
Particularly for our older children, our young adults and adolescents, when they're not out doing the things that all of their peers are doing, they're missing out on school time, which is, you know, such a precious time for a child. So I think it can be a really lonely experience for patients, and we do sort of the best we can to care for them in our department, but it's really challenging for the patient and the whole family.
The financial burden of childhood blood cancer on families is also intense, and many rely on support services. The Roger family had to grieve the life they lost after Chloe's diagnosis.
My husband sold his business. I had to quit work. There was a huge toll on us. Talking about it, spreading awareness, and advocating for other families going forward is that we need to support these families. It's a really critical and tough time. And I know a lot of families don't always make it after an illness like this. And we need more support in terms of the kids for their education and families for their mental health.
Many children frequently miss 40 to 60% of schooling in their first year of treatment, with some absent for 6 to 18 months or more. Since she was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia at age 9 in 2022, Chloe has missed a total of around 2 years away from school, at least 10 months of that time spent in hospital. Over the same period, Melissa's found a charity offering remote tutoring to children in Chloe's situation.
And I think it'd be great if, you know, all kids could, you know, get that extra support in terms of tutoring. You know, there's school services offered in the hospital, which Chloe took up, but it was more just a bit of fun sort of activities, and getting this tutoring that she did made a huge impact.
It's the most common and life-threatening childhood cancer in the country, and based on the data this year, 350 Australian children are expected to be newly diagnosed with blood cancer. Over the past 20 years, blood cancer incidence has increased by almost 30% among children aged 5 to 14 years. The Leukemia Foundation says if that rate of diagnosis continues, more than 400 children will be diagnosed annually by the next decade. Bill Stavresky is the head of research at the foundation. He says more funding into blood cancers is needed to support patients and their families and to build on major advancements in treatments.
The key focus at the moment now is early detection and prevention. If we can identify and diagnose children and people with blood cancer earlier, and then hopefully into the future, be able to prevent and understand why children are being diagnosed with leukemia and lymphoma. And there are significant inroads being made, but we still don't have those key answers, and the need for research is quite significant.
The Leukemia Foundation is urging Australians to shave, cut or colour their hair for the world's greatest shave this year. The campaign is raising money for research and support services. Mr. Stavresky says a place to stay is one of the most important of those lifelines.
The Leukemia Foundation provides 44,000 nights of accommodation to families, and many of those are children who have to relocate. Some stay in our accommodation centres for up to 6 months. There's also the transport assistance, financial, but importantly, there's the emotional support from our trained health professionals.
There are other ways to help patients impacted by blood cancers. Of the 350 children who will be diagnosed with a type of blood cancer this year, many will need stem cell therapy. There aren't enough donors on shore, so 70% of them will have to find overseas donors. You can join the stem cell registry and become a potential donor when you next give blood. Donating whole blood and plasma is another important service eligible Australians can provide to help people with blood cancer. Ms. Gilsenen says blood donations are saving children's lives every day.
We rely heavily on blood donations from the community, and we have a lot of children that will be requiring transfusion support, you know, potentially once a week or even more for up to sort of 1-2 years. So we use a big proportion of the blood supply that's kindly donated.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Turn up the laughs this summer with SBS. The Parasocial Social Club sees comedians Jenny Tian and Kevin Jean swapping sharp, funny takes on life, friendships, and all the awkward moments in between. Comedy Karma brings you Australia's best comics as host Aditya Gautam uncovers the story behind their favourite jokes. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.